name of God, Abba, Ima, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. What a text, huh? What a text. Can it get any clearer? You cannot worship God in greed. I would never have spoken about this a couple years ago, but times have become so rotten. It's the only way I know to get at it. There was a recent gathering in the White House, and all the heads of Silicon were there. Remember all those hip, cool guys who'd go barefoot and wear t-shirts? And it's all cash, right, in Silicon? Now they're all in suits and ties. Have you noticed that? And whatever the event, when it concluded, there was, as they say, a hot mic. And it didn't go off quick enough. And Mark Zuckerberg says to the President of the United States, did I say the right number? Is that the number you wanted to hear? That's where we are. We're at the bottom of the barrel. I don't need to remind you. There's no person there. That's what's frightening. The heads of industry, the captains, the ultimate wealthy, there's no heart and soul. They're lost. You cannot serve God and greed. We're so used to attaching a sense of substance to people who have power, who have brains, who have money, and it's just not true. Oh, sure, there's some, but it's not true. This text couldn't be more timely. From the get-go, the first forces arrayed against Jesus were those who owned property. It was much more stark in those days. Yes, there was no middle class. And those were the first people to object to Jesus. He makes it so clear, if your life depends upon only your income, where are you going to be when the income disappears? Nobody really talks that way in this country, do we? What if it just goes, as it's going for so many people now? So Jesus has been not only a threat to society, he's always been a threat to the institutional church as well. We had to tame the Franciscans. If you know a bit of that story, you know, Francis, who is the man of poverty, right, living in poverty, when he traveled, he would crawl in a ditch and pull the leaves over him as a blanket. And we're not going to go there. The church had to tame St. Francis and Claire, make them acceptable. The base communities, they were called, in Nicaragua came about at the time of great crisis and oppression, and they were often either led or the priests who were involved would come to small communities like Laurel Galan to teach scripture, and they would study it themselves, and it was all about creating church without resources. And nobody less than Pope John Paul II had to destroy the base communities in Nicaragua. We can't have that here. The church can't function like that. We're not going to allow that to be. We are allowed to pay lip service to the poor. But don't get involved. That ancient theme which Amos and all of the prophets and Jesus say, how you treat the poor is how you will be treated. We don't want to hear it. So I'll draw a bit of a gap connection, if I may, on this Sunday. We move towards fall equinox. We know the earth needs to be restored. Many of us are committed to this. We know it needs to happen. And what's the big reality? The oil companies, who have made more money than anybody else for the last, is it five decades? More? Do you know they get government welfare? They're subsidized. The wealthiest corporations on the planet get subsidies, and this next year we're going to cut credits for solar power. So, gone. I share this because it's so stark, it's so true, and it's so hard for us to take in. Where is that sunlight emerging from? Well, it's going to be people like us. Let the light shine in all the small and big and creative ways that we can. Because we are focused on the one who gives light no matter how dark it is. What's needed is our response to embrace, to care, to pray, to get involved in every which way that makes sense and is possible for us. Do things which are a calling from the heart. That's what matters. You don't have to do everything. No, you don't. Is it one thing? Is it two things? Just do them. The Spirit will then work with what we offer. I'll simply conclude with the first part of the gospel today, which I think many people find outrageous. Why is Jesus praising somebody who's a scoundrel? Cut your bill in half. Give it, you know? And Jesus says, why are the children of this world so astute, so much sharper than the children of light? Yeah. He also said elsewhere, be sharp as serpents, gentle as doves. And that is the ambiguity to which we are called. Use every talent you've been given, every ounce of brain power, every bit of clarity from your heart that we have. Use it well. Use it astutely, and use it with compassion for the whole for which Christ has given his life. Amen. The peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.